But we started a new sugya on Monday. Let's do a quick review of what we did, and then Mirtz Hashem, move on. And the goal for today is to see the Mishnah LeMelech. He has a major chiddush in the sugya, that revolutionary idea about what Nida is and what Zav is. Fascinating. And to see if we can prove, as the Chazon Ish would applaud us, that the Rishonim did not accept this Mishnah LeMelech. So we'll see if we can get to that goal. The Mishnah on Daf Nuntes on the days establishes, as we've seen, that Hish'ila Chalukah L'Nochris Olenida Harezu Toleba. So we have the Balas HaChalukah, she owns the Chalukah, and she lends it to someone else. She gets it back, she wears it, and after she wears it, she finds a kesem. And the Mishnah allows for her to be tola that this kesem came from the woman who borrowed it. And what are the cases? The cases are where the woman who borrowed is either a nochris or a nida. And Rashi points out that in these two cases, there's no kilkul. You're not adding any sort of tumah to the other woman, the borrower, because either she's a nida and she remains a nida, nothing changes, or she's a nochris. And Rashi points out that a nochris has the din of a tmeah. So tliya works from the perspective of our Mishnah. Any time the woman who borrowed the beggar that you're being told on her is not mikulkelis as a result of the tliya, and that she's already in a state of mikulkelis before the tliya. Then the
why is it a factor? What difference should it make with she mikulkelis? And the question is whether the kesem can be told the kesem on her.
Right, because we're in a 50-50 situation, correct? There's no logical reason to tip the scale in either direction. We don't know if the Sho'eles was the one who was responsible for this, or the Balas HaChalukah.
But that applies with every Tliya. You have a Kesem, and every Tliya is, I can hang it on something else. A Shuk or something like that. So here is a woman who's a Nida that I lent it to. Is a good chance it came from her? A 50-50 chance.
Correct. So the halacha of Tliya says the following, that although I really don't know where this came from, if it's only a Tua Derabbanan, the Rabbanan allow to be Mekil as long as there's someone that doesn't lose anything through that Tliya. Meaning, as soon as you're going to sort of create a Tosefis Tuma to someone, then that person has a right to say, so why are you blaming it on me? Why do I have to suffer this tliya?
She's not even involved. She doesn't know what's going on. The chalukah is by me.
Ah.
I have the chalukah, and I found the kesem, and I had given it to Anita. So fine, it's my decision. What happens to her, happens to her.
Well, no. She'll also,
become tummy?
Yes, she becomes tummy. In other words, the rabbi is raising a question about, let's say she doesn't know anything about
it, right?
That you're right. But our discussion here is focused on a case where she will become the kulkelis before. Because again, you know, when even though she didn't get a chance to look at the beged and find the kesem, but when the beged gets back to its original owner, we find the kesem, she has to know about that.
The woman who borrowed it.
And therefore she has to know that there's a possibility that that's her kesem. Now, if she suffers any consequences, then she has a right to say, well, why are you blaming me for it? The paradox here, which I think the rabbi is touching on, is that, you know, if you don't blame it on her, she's going to become tummy anyway. Because what's the alternative? The alternative is that they both become tummy.
Right.
It's sort of like the case in Trumos, where the goyim surround the city and they say, give us one Jew and we'll kill him and save the city, or we'll destroy the whole city. Now, if we destroy the whole city, that Jew that you give him will also be destroyed. So, ostensibly, what do we lose by giving up one Jew? He's going to die anyway. And yet, the Mishnah Paskins, that we're not allowed to be Moser one Jew. Even if it means the whole city will be razed to the ground, everyone will die.
Yeah,
So I'm just using that as a mashal. If we can have tliya, then we're able to say that let's attribute the kesem to one of the two women, and the other woman becomes tahora. In this case, the baal sakhalok kesem, baal sakhalok. If we're not able to apply tliya, then they both become tmeya. Because we can't choose one over the other.
I just don't understand why tliya has any connection to the kiyuk or not. Tliya is tliya. In no other case of tliya did it affect the tliya affect the person from whom the blood came.
Meaning if nobody stands to lose through this tliya, then leave it as is, meaning the situation is exactly the same as it were before we found the kesem. So that we can do. We can turn the clock back and say, well, we have a way of poskening this suffix as if the suffix never took place. If we can do that and turn the clock back to what it was before the kesem was found, That's where the Rabbanan are going to allow for Tliya. But if, as a result of this Tliya, somebody, if we choose, right, that's what Tliya means, choosing the Kapara handle, you know, who's going to be the one who gets sacrificed. If choosing that person to be sacrificed on the altar of Tuma is going to cause that person a greater Tuma than they had before, then they have a right to say, well, why are you blaming me for that and adding a tumah? So then that brings us back to the original suffix. And the original suffix is, well, whose kesem is it? It's got to be somebody's. So then we're going to be metame. So the paradox is that, you know, at the end of the day, she's going to be tmeah as if it were our kesem in any event, because mitzad suffix, we're going to have to assume somebody has the kesem. But before we get to that paradox, what we're allowed to do is tolin esakilkul b'makulkal, meaning if nothing changes as a result of that tliya, then we have a right to do that tliya, because then no one is saying, well, why do I have to suffer the punishment of this tliya? Why do you choose me as the kapara handle? The answer is, you didn't lose anything, so what's your complaint? So this is just a method in which, like, for example, in Truma Derabbanan, the sugya says that if the truma fell into one of two kupos, one of which was truma anyway, and the other was chulin, we have a right to say that it fell into the truma. Now, there's no statistical probability that would lead me to that conclusion. So we're not dealing with svara, but we're dealing with the mechanism by which the rabbanon are mekil. And that mechanism is through tliya. And the rabbanon could implement that tliya mechanism whenever there's no one who could come forward and say, well, why should I suffer? You know, you've changed the rules of the game for me, and now I become Tomei. That doesn't make any sense. So we're not caught in that contradiction. What we're allowing is to say, well, make believe we didn't find the kesem. That we can say. And the woman who was Tmeya in any event will continue to be Tmeya and is no way affected or changed by the Tliya. That's in a sense the mechanics of the sugya. It's a very unique sugya. Okay, what we saw 2 days ago was a machlokas between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, as recorded in the Braisa. So let me just move my little mover over here, and we'll take a look at the Braisa. So the Braisa says the following. Tana Rabbanan. What happens if the Sho'eles, if we can call it that, the one who borrowed the Begin, is not a Nida, as the case is in the Mishnah, but rather she's a Zava Ktana, which is otherwise known as the Shomeres Yom Kenegin Yom. So the Braisa presents first and foremost the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that in the case of a Zava, who's a Shomeres Yom Kenegin Yom, like the case of a Nida, right now she's in a state of Tumah. And although she has the potential to get out of the state of Tumah, okay, let's say, for example, it's the second day. So she saw Adam on day one, and now she becomes a Shomer Yom Kereged Yom on day two. Correct? So now we're up to day two. Oh, so she can go to Mikvah on day two. So in such a case, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you're right, she could go to Mikvah on day two, but she hasn't yet gone to Mikvah. If this be the case, Rav Shimon Gamliel is telling us a chiddush that we didn't see in the Braisa, and we'll see that Rebbe in a minute is going to pounce on Rav Shimon Gamliel, that we didn't see, excuse me, in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah spoke about a nida. In the case of a nida, you know, calling her the Balas HaKesem, a tribute, doesn't cause her any loss. So there's no extra kilkul. She's exactly as she was before we found this Kesem. But in the case of a Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom, now she's gone through the second day. Again, she didn't jump into the mikveh yet, but that's all that's missing here. Once you attribute the Kesem to her, then she's going to need another Yom, a third day of Shomeris Yom, and Yom Sheni will not be an option for her. And not only that, if she sees on the third day, she becomes a Zova Gdol, she requires Zayin Niki. Now the same logic would apply in a case of a Zova Gdol who's already counted Zayin Nikiim, but she hasn't yet gone to Mikvah. But again, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the Mishnah mentions a Nida. What does a Nida mean? A Nida could mean after the 7 days, but she's still a Nida until she goes to Mikvah. Again, barring the chiddush of the Mishnah Melech, which we're going to get to. But before the Mishnah Melech's revolution, then we understand that a Nida from day one till day seven continues to be a Nida until she goes to the Mikvah. And yet the Mishnah says we can be told on her. So imagine she's completed the 7 days. She's on her way to the Mikvah, and we call her up, you know, with a cell phone. We say, wait a minute, don't go to the Mikvah because you return the Beged to Leah, and Leah wore the Beged. She's the owner of the Beged. And Leah now found a Kesem, and the Mishnah says, we can be told on you, Rachel, that this Kesem belongs to you.
But not now. She wore it.
Oh, you're right. That, let me add another day. In other words, I dramatized it a little bit too much. What I meant to say was that, let's say we got into day eight, and she hasn't yet gone to the mikvah. Maybe her husband was on a trip, whatever it might be. So there's a possibility that she became a nida on day eight, and she hasn't yet gone to mikvah. In other words, the Mishnah doesn't make any stipulations, any qualifications. It seems like a universal rule that as long as she's still a nida, that's why Rav Shimon Gamliel understood the Mishnah, she's tmeya, that's it. We can apply the principle of Tliya. That's not the Tliya that Rashi had indicated in our Mishnah, because Rashi in our Mishnah is already bavarding, how do you say, he's already anticipating Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Shita is that Tliya only works if the person on whom you told him, meaning the Shoels, loses nothing. She's mekukelis in such a way that we can turn the clock back to what it was before we found the Kesem. Nothing has changed. Mm-hmm. That's going to apply to Shomer Yom Kineged Yom on the first day. Because on the first day, she's going to need a shmir of the next day, whether she has a Kesem or she doesn't have a Kesem. Kesem doesn't change her status one iota. Rav Shimon Gamliel, on the other hand, is mechadish that as long as she, the Shoeles, is tmeya, even though all the pieces of the puzzle are set for her to go to mikvah, for example, she's a Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom on the second day, which the second day has already passed, and she's about to jump into mikvah, but no, we're going to stop that because of Tliya. Or for example, in Nida, or let's say a Shomeris Zayin Yom, meaning a Zavah Gdola, and the Zayin Yom have already passed, she's about to go to mikvah, no. We're going to say Tliya, even though now she's going to have to start from scratch again. So she's certainly adding a whole different kilkul, but it doesn't matter. Rav Shimon Gamliel puts all the emphasis on the fact that she is a Tmeya. That's the only question. Technically, is she a Tmeya? Is she not? So that's Rav Shimon Gamliel. And in all these cases, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, he mitukenes, means the owner of the chaluk, is okay, she's Tahora. V'chaverta, who's the Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom V'Sheni Shalah, or is after Zayin Nikiyim, but she hasn't yet gone to Mikvah, Mikul Keles. Which means that, number one, in the case of Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, she's going to need a third day of Shmirah. In the case of a Sofer Zayin Nikiyim, she's going to be Soser all Shivas Yom. She's going to have to start counting Shivas Yomim from the get-go. Divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe Omer, no. We don't have such a din that anyone who's Tameh, you can be Toleh because they're Tameh. No. Ain't a Toleh, Ella. You can only be Toleh. In the case, as we'll soon see, of Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom Berishon Shalah, it was Lefichach, since you don't have Tliyah, and that's where the paradox comes in, is Shtein Mekukolos. In other words, if you can't use Tliyah, then you don't know which one of the two are Tmeos, so therefore you have to be Mitami both of them Mitzad Sofek. But Vishavin, in what case does Rebbe agree to Rav Shimon Gamliel that we do apply the din of Tliyah, Shetola b'shomeres yom kineged yom b'rishon shalah, because now she loses nothing through this Tliyah, it's on the first day, she doesn't have to add any extra day of Shmirah. And then he has two other cases where even if the Shoeles is the Balas HaKesem, even if we determine and we attribute the Kesem to her, she doesn't lose anything. And that's the cases of Yosheves, Altam Toar, and Besula Shedame Tohor. So there are unique cases, two categories of cases of a woman who has Dam Nidus, but she's not, paradoxically, she's not Tmeh. And therefore she loses nothing. So again, we have a fundamental machlokas here between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel is willing to apply Tliya to anyone who's Tameh, Rebbe is only willing to apply Tliya to someone who's not only Tameh, but loses nothing as a result of the Tliya. The Nafkamina is going to be in cases where she's Tmeh, but she loses a great deal through Tliya. The dramatic case would be she's already passed Hasfir Zayin Nikiyim, she's about to go to Mikvah, she's still technically a Tmeah, and if a person had a relationship with her, he'd be Chayv Kares. But on the other hand, as a result of the Tliya, you're going to force her to start counting the Zayin Nikiyim from scratch. Rav Shimon Gamliel would say she's still Tmeah. That gives us the green light for Tliya. And Rebbe says no, that we can only apply Tliya if there's no Kilkul at all, no Tosefes Kilkul to the other. Okay. Now we get to the machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rav Ada. Rav Chisda says the following, that logically we should apply by analogy this machlokes to another case. And that's the case of two people who went down two different roads, one of which has a Tameh on it, and we don't know which one of these two individuals went down the road that has Tumah. According, and again, everything I'm going to say now is according to Rav Chisda. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we can apply the din of Tliya, since one of these two gentlemen is already Tameh. Then with Tola Tuma on Tuma. Tolim as a kilkul bamakulkal. On the other hand, according to Rebbe, we don't apply Tliya. And the super duper question for us is why not? Look, or if he's already Tameh, what difference does it make? And that's going to lead us to the next question. Well, what day is he holding on? So let's take the most dramatic case, the most extreme case. Let's say it's the first day, as I said on Monday, you know, on that very morning, he contracted tumor by going into one hospital, and now he walks down a road, and the question is whether he walked down the road where the tumor is located. He loses nothing by assuming that he became Tameh from the second mess, as opposed to the first mess in the hospital, because he's still on the first day of his Zayin Yom. He's not going to have Hazah until Yom Shlishi, Yom Shvi, and he's not going to go to Mikvah until Yom Shvi, after Yom Shvi. Nothing changed. If that be the case, then we really don't understand why Rebbe would refuse Tliya. Because, as we said before, Rebbe would agree in Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom on Yom Rishon Shalom because nothing changes. Here too, on Yom Rishon, nothing changes. But if on the other hand, let's assume that the Tameh, in the case of Shnei Shvilin, is already in an advanced counting stage, he's already up to Yom Shlishi, or whatever Yom he's up to, then if you can assume he now today walked through this road and there was a mess there, he's going to have to start his Zayin Yomim today. If that be the case, then we don't understand Rav Ada, who's coming around the bend, who's going to disagree with Rav Chia, and he's going to say that in your case of Shnei Shvilin, even Rebbe agrees to Tliya. Which would make perfect sense if it was on the first day, but it doesn't make sense if it's into the Zayin Yomim, because again, Rebbe's Shita was that the difference between Shomeres Yom on the first and Shomeres Yom on the second is whether or not she experiences a kilkel through this Tliya. Rebbe refuses to attribute through the mechanism of Tliya to someone who's going to lose by increasing his Tumah. In this case, assuming that the Tomei contracted tumor because he went into the hospital a few days ago, he's already in an advanced counting stage, he's already up to day 3, day 4, whatever, day 6, day 7, and now you're going to tell me he became Tomei by going down to the path today, he's going to have to start all over again. And Rav Ada says that in this case even Rebbe agrees that you can apply the din of Tliya, and therefore the tar remains tar, and we assume that he went down the road where there was no tumor. So let's just read the Gemara inside, and then we'll jump to Tosfos. The Gemara says the following: Amar Rav Chisda, Tamei Vitar Shaholchu B'Shnei Shvilin. Echad, one Shvil is Tar. Echad Tamei. Banu LeMachlokes Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. Which means that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we could apply Tliya, and according to Rebbe, we do not apply Tliya. Maskif le Rav Ada. Rav Ada says, I don't understand. Ad kan lo kama Rebbe Hossam. Where did Rebbe reject the possibility of Tliya? Ela de Chavayu ki hadi hadani ninhu. Meaning, if both of these women have some sort of a Tara situation, and now through the Kesem you're going to be Mekalkel them, like for example, Yom Sheni Shalah, that's where Rebbe refuses to apply the principle of what? Of Tliya, because if it's on Yom Sheni, she's going to lose Yom Sheni. In such a case, we don't apply Tliya Vol Hacha, but here in this case of Shnei Tmeim Shalchu B'Shnei Shvilin, I mean Shnei Anoshim Shalchu B'Shnei Shvilin, Ma'inaf Kalimina. There's no difference if he's already Tamei, whether he did go by this the Shvil that had Tumenu or the Shvil had no Tumen, it's irrelevant. So that we have to understand two things here, and they have to both juggle. Number one, we have to understand Rav Chisda. Number two, we have to understand the objection of Rav Ada to Rav Chisda. So let's take a look at Tosis. Tosis says the following: Hach Tomei Lo Mairi B'Tomei Shesofar V'Hizah. So for our purposes, we're going to simplify this and call it Yom Zayin. He's already had the Hazah of Gimel and Zayin. He's ready for jumping into the mikvah. That could not be the case of the Tomei in Rav Chisda. Because if that be the case, Shelotava, El Shelotava, and the only thing that's missing is his jumping in, is because if that be the case, Midakomar of Ada, Rav Ada jumps on him and says, Ki Hadadi Ninhu, then when does Rebbe apply and agree, consent to the principle of Tliya? That's when they're Kiyadadi. Now, they both lose as a result of the Kesem. For example, Yom Sheni Shalom. Is Hacha, how could Rav Ada say that in this case Rebbe would accept Tliya? It doesn't make any sense, because now that he's in Yom Zayin, he's going to have to start from scratch, from day one. Ubetami shalosafar klal. And if we're going to assume that this Tomei in our sugi Rav Chisda did not count at all, meaning it's on his first day, is that's impossible? Lo Iri, that can't be the case, because Hafilu Rebbe, certainly even Rebbe, nobody could deny, would be Moda to Tolit. The Maikomar Rav Chisda Bona Lemachlokes. So Tosis basically excludes the two extremes, and that's going to lead Tosis to the middle. What are the two extremes? Either he's already counted Zayin Yomim, and then we don't begin to understand Rav Ada, who says that Rebbe would be molded in this case, that Tliya works. Why would Tliya work if you're going to force him, that Tomei who's beyond Zayin, to start from the beginning? And if on the other hand, the other extreme, we're talking about a Tomei who's on his first day, then why would Rav Chia? I'm sorry, Rav Chisda. Whenever I say Rav Chia, you'll understand I mean Rav Chisda for the rest of the shiur, because you know it's Shabeshna Holvi all. You know, once you get a mistake in it, is according to Rav Chisda. How can you tell me that there's no Tliya according to Rebbe here? What do you mean there's no Tliya? It's the first day. He doesn't lose anything. It's no different than Yom Rishon in the case of Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. So based on this Mimonashah, Tosus says, Ella, Mayri B'tomei Shesofer Ktsas, he's, let's say, midway through his Sphira, or at the beginning of his Sphira somehow. Sphira L'Rav Chisda, to the Rebbe, Afilu b'sofer k'tzas eino tol. That according to Rav Chisda, Rebbe is of the opinion that if you're going to do some sort of kilkul, because let's say if he's in day three, so he's going to lose those 3 days by attributing the shvil to him, the shvil tummy to him, is then Rebbe says we have no right to do that. How can you choose him as the kapara hindle and he has to suffer an extra 3 days of Tumah? But Rav Ada Kama, what's Rav Ada's argument? Mainaf Kalei Mina, Lokari Hefsed Kevedelo Sosar HaKol. So I think here our original definition would be meaningful. Namely, he's Tumah. Right now he's Tumah. And if he's Tumah, so the fact that he has to lose a few days, that's not called a kilkul, a hefsay that we're causing him. Kevin lo sasar akol. In other words, Rav Adas Chiddush is, his take on Rebbe is that there's something called sasar akol. What is it really, a terrible kilkul through this tliya when that person on whom you're being tola is sasar akol? But if he's only sasar miktas, that's not called Soser HaKol, and that's not called a creating a kilkur. Again, in this context, I think Rav Chisda makes a lot more sense, because Rav Chisda is saying, even if he counted only 1 day, Rebbe should insist that there's no Tliya, because you're going to force him to turn the clock backwards by 1 day, rewind, and get an extra day of Tum. Somehow, magically, Rav Ad is of the opinion in Rebbe, no, that Rebbe says that if you're forcing him to start from scratch, that's considered a kilkul, because he finished his sphira, but he hasn't finished his sphira, that's not called a kilkul. Then you could apply the principle of Tli. That point still needs a lot of work. But now we have to ask a kash on Tosfos, because in the Brisa itself, what did Rav Shimon Gamliel say? What did Rav Shimon Gamliel say? He said, "Bisoferes Shiva Shalotavla." Now wait a second. According to Rav Ada, forget about Soferes Shiva. According to Rav Ada, even if she counted a little bit, even if she counted just a little bit, there would be no Tliya according to Rebbe, because Rav Chisda holds that that's being mekalkel someone. Correct? Why did Rav Chisda insist that there's no Tliya according to Rebbe in the case of a Tamei? Is because he's already counted Miktas Sphira, and now he's going to lose those 3 days. If that's what blocks the possibility of Tliya, then when Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe were arguing about whether it's Tliya or not, they should have been arguing about the case of Miktas Zayin Nikiyim. Why did it say all of Zayin Nikiyim, that she was so fair as all of Zayin Nikiyim, just that she was lacking Tvila? Says Tosfos, how did not get so fair as Zayin Shalot Tavla? Rabusa Rav Shimon Gamliel Nakte Dafilu Hochi Tola. In other words, the Chiddush here is that this Tliya, even in the case of Soferes Zayin Shalot Tavla,
because she's Tmeah,
exactly. She hasn't gone to the mikvah, she's a Tmeah, that gives us the green light for Tzliya according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Chiddush is that even though she's done everything and all that's missing is for her to go into the mikvah, since she's still Tmeya, therefore the din of Tzliya applies.
She really doesn't hold by Kiyoku, whereas Rebbe does.
Correct. Rebbe is operating me din Kiyoku. Is there a kilkel through this tliya? Is there an additional tumah that she or he has to suffer or not? Rav Shimon Gamliel, on the other hand, is asking one question only. Is there a tumah? If there's a tumah, then that gives us the green light for tliya. Despite the fact that person is going to suffer. How much suffering is that person going to lose? The full Zayin again. That's the Chiddush. If we were in the framework of Rebbe, then a Braisa should have told me a case where she counted only one day and she's into the second day, and according to Rebbe, that's enough to block the possibility of Tfliya according to Rav Chisda. Why? Because that mitzvah sphera is enough to create a kilkul that undermines the law of Tfliya. A Tosefis kilkul. But Tosefis insists that the reason why the Braisa mentions the case of what? Of Safra Zayin Ikiyim is to tell me the Chiddush of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Even though everything is set for her to go to mikvah, all she needs to jump into the mikvah, nevertheless, we're still going to apply the din of Tliya, because at the end of the day, you can't deny that she's a Tmeya. Okay. Now, when we go back to Rashi in this sugya, Rashi doesn't indicate that we're talking about a Tomei who's already started counting his Tumah. Let's take a look at the Rashis on the Sugya. Rashi says, Shaholchu b'shnei shvilin v'lo yadana hei lehei, which one went on which shvil that had Tumah in it, is Baramach locus. Says Rashi to Rabbi Shimon, okay, there's an Aleph here, I guess he adds Rabbi Ben Gamliel, yeah, okay. The Omar told him, Kesen v'shomeres yom, hachidami told him, shvil tomei v'odom tomei. Now Rashi's saying that he's tomei, and that's it. Rashi doesn't say what day he's up to in his tumah. Is therefore, he says that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, told him esatuma b'tomei ulu Rebbe shneim tmei. Okay, so that's what I wanted to read to you, the Marsha that we mentioned on Monday. Again, I'm just trying to summarize the Marsha, and he says the following. Again, let's just emphasize that according to Rashi just says he's a Tomei.
Because Rav Shimon doesn't care. As long as it's a Tomei, then it works. It works.
Also, what's the case then? If Rashi doesn't qualify, again, Tosus insists that he's already into his counting, and that qualification exists, and that's going to explain why.
It's only according to Rebbe.
Correct, but I'm just saying that when Rav Chisda came up with this case of Tomei, right, Shnei Shvilu, and Rav Chisda says in this case Rebbe is going to reject Tfliya, what was the case? So Tosus insists there was a case where he already started counting. If he didn't start counting, then Rebbe would certainly agree, and nobody would deny it, that there is a din of Tfliya. Rashi doesn't add that qualification. That's what the Marsha is pointing out. Rashi is saying that the case that they're dealing with is a case where he's Tomei. Whatever that case is, that's the case that Rebbe's arguing about. Meaning, again, the premise of the Marsha, which I think is almost undeniable, is that if there's a machlokas tanoim, they have to be, one thing you have to grant is that they're talking about the same case. The Metzius is the same. And if Rashi says when he describes the mitzvah of a tameh for Rav Shimon Gamliel that it's X, and I'll get back to that in a second, then the same mitzvah should apply for Rebbe. The Tosafot says that the debate here between Rebbe and the Chacham in the way Rav Chisda is formulating is about a tameh who's already started counting his days. He's into his days. Rashi omits that piece of information.
So Rashi speaking generally, and Tosafot is talking about the exceptional case.
No, but again, Rashi's interpreting the case of tameh.
Right.
Of Rav Chisda.
Generally.
So do you agree with me in the following, that the case of Rav Chisda, according to Rashi, is even if he hasn't started counting his Yemei HaTumah? Do you follow me, Rashi?
Yes. But I don't think
you know, Tosus has this whole presentation with the Miman of Shach, and after all this work and Pilpul, Tosus comes to the conclusion that we're talking about a specific case of a Tameh who's already begun his counting. You're creating a kilkel, and that's why in Rav Chisda's frame of reference, Rebbe would have to object to Tliya. Rashi didn't go through this whole manipulation and all these kashas and Miman of Shachs. Rashi just says he's a Tameh, implying that he may have incurred his Tumah just a few hours ago, on this very day. And yet, despite it all, Rav Chisda insists that according to Rebbe, there is no din of Tliya. And the question is, why not? At the end of the day, he loses nothing. Then this is the Marsha's problem. Again, I just want to read to you the main point of the Marsha. He says, "Barashi mashma," that we're talking about a tameh she'ein eino miskalkel b'chlal. There's no kilkel at all for this tameh, meaning he's on the first day. Vafilu hachi, and nevertheless, Rav Chisda insists that according to Rebbe, there is no din of Tliya. I mean, Rav Ada's counter-argument is beautiful at this point, according to Rashi. Rav Ada yells and screams, but they're shoving, meaning, what do you lose by applying Tliya? Why would Rebbe object to Tliya in this case if he's on his first day of Tumah? Let's read the next Rashi. Rashi says, Ela mishum dechi adadi ninu, shtem. Hacha, this is the key Rashi. We'll get back to the previous Rashi, which is also important, but for our purposes in the Marsha, Hacha de Tamehu, Mainafkele Mini Italis Be. Rav Ada's argument is, what have you changed here through Tliya? What Nafkemina is there as a result of his Tliya? Well, Tosus is so impacted by that question that he reinterprets the case that he already has started his counting. And Rav Ada doesn't think that that's significant, whatever that means. That's the weak link here in the sugya. But Rashi never made that jump, and the assumption that he's already started counting it. So Rashi takes Rav Ada literally, Meinaf Gemina, nothing has changed. He became Tommy this morning, he's going to have to count a full Zion before he goes to the mikvah. Now you're adding a kesem to him on that very same first day, nothing has changed. That's Rashi's language, Meinaf Gemina. But the real question is going to be, and that's what the Marsha is going to have to rack his brains on, is how to understand Rav Chisda then. Meaning, Bishlam, according to Tosfos, Rebbe cannot accept Tliya in this case. Because there is an element of Kilkel. And then Rav Chisda makes a lot of sense. But according to Rashi, that we're deriving from Rashi that it's on the first day, there was no Kilkel whatsoever. So why does Rebbe disagree? And basically, if Rebbe's objecting to Tliya on this case, according to Rav Chisda, then why is that different than the case of Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom B'Rishon Shalah? What was the whole point of Tliya, that Rebbe accepted Tliya in Rishon Shalah? It's because she was not in any way ill-affected, that's a double negative, but she wasn't affected by this Tliya. She's Yom Rishon, she needs the next day as a Shmiras Yom in any event, so the Kesem doesn't change things one iota, and therefore Rebbe accepts Tliya, we can be entire the other, the Bala HaSachalot. So why can't we be Matayar the Torah, according to Rebbe, in Rav Chisda's frame of reference, if nothing changes as far as the Torah? It's exactly the same as Shomeres Yom V'Yom Rishon Shalom. That's going to be the kasha of the Marsha. The Marsha is going to come up with a whole new theory in order to understand Rashi. Okay then?
The possibility of becoming the guy going down the road, having two tummies on him is worse than having just one tummy on him. A Kohen is already tummy, she can't go and become more tummy.
Well, again, we're talking post facto, meaning he's coming to ask the question now. You know, I went down this shvil, so what's my din?
Right.
You know, we're not, he's not asking if he's allowed to go down the shvil.
But the kilka could be that.
You follow my point? They both went down to shvilin.
Right.
Now they're coming into the rov, and they're saying to the Rebbe, Rebbe, tell us what's the story. The Tameh, he's not even asking the question, because nothing changed for him. He was in a hospital this morning and somebody died. So he was in an OLMS. He contracted tumas mes. The tar wants to know, can he, the tar, assume that he went down the tar path? And Rebbe says in this case, no, absolutely no. There's no tliya. So Tosa says that why would there be no tliya here? I mean, let him be tolled on the tummy. The tummy doesn't lose anything. And therefore Tosa has to introduce that we're into the count.
He does lose something because just like a Kohen who's already Tomei cannot become more Tomei. He's not allowed to become Tomei again because he's already... What difference is that? If I'm already Tomei,
yeah.
He's not allowed to make a second layer become Tuma again or Ode. Oh,
so again, Dr. Joel, I agree with you if he would have come to ask the question whether he's allowed to go down this path.
Uh-huh.
But we're talking about a different case. We're talking about a case of two people went down two paths. No one even knew anything. You know, there was no sign here that said, oh, we buried the dead here. If there was a sign, then we would know which road has the dead buried. There's no Tzion Kever here. Okay. So now they're coming into Bezdin, post facto, that's what I call it. The fact is that they went through these two shvilin, and now basically the Tar is coming to ask whether he can remain Tar. In that case, the Kohen, even if he's a Kohen, again, I don't know he's a Kohen, but even if he are a Kohen, loses absolutely nothing. I mean, we're not going to say to Mafreya that we should give him patch for going down that road. He wants to know if he's Tomei, he's Tomei. He's Tomei whether or not the dead was lie buried under the ground in that road that he took, or whether it wasn't there. It totally irrelevant. Nothing changed as far as the status of Tum. So why then would Rav Chisda say that according to Rebbe we object to Tliya? That's where Tosis comes up with this Chiddush that we're already into the counting. Rashi doesn't indicate that. Fakir, Rashi seems to indicate that Rav Ada yells and screams at Rav Chisda, mein afkele mina. Nothing changed. So why shouldn't we apply Tliya? We're adding a little fuel to the flame. Rebbe has already committed himself to Tliya in the case of Shomer Tzion Biyom Rishon Shelo. Why? Because nothing changed. There was no additional kilkul. So we're left now in the Marsha's frame of reference with a problem. How does Rashi deal with Tosis's objection? How do we understand Rav Chisda's Rebbe that even on Yom Rishon Shalatame there's no din of Tliya, and how is that different than Shomer Siyom Yom Rishon Shalatame? Okay. So again, just to summarize, says the Marsha, Litosis Pshitale, it's Pasha to Tosis, the Rebbe Modesh Etolin Hakilka Makulkal. Bichol Durabanan. Whenever it's a Durabanan, then we can be Tole in Kilkul, and that's Yom Rishon Shalah. And as long as he's not suffering any additional Tumah, that's the din. Rebbe doesn't deny the fundamental principle of Tliya. Tolin is a Kilkul, but Makulkul, as long as that Makulkul is not adding any extra Kilkul. But what are we going to do for Rashi? Says the Marsha, a gewaldige chiddush. Says the Marsha, ma de mode Rebbe b'shomer siyom b'rishon shalah, who mikevan de huchzak mayana pasuach, aval b'lav hachi ein tolan. Just give me 1 second to digest this. Yeah, I'll translate. I'll do everything. I don't want to translate until I know I understand it myself. Just 1 second. Yeah, I got it. Okay. So here's, I think, what the Marsha means in this very cryptic but heavy sense. Rashi's understanding of Rebbe is totally different than Tosis's understanding of Rebbe. In Tosis's framework, Rebbe fundamentally accepts the principle of Tliya. And Tfliya, as we said at the outset, is a mechanics that just allows me to, shall we say, circumvent the Safek D'Rabban. According to Rashi, Rebbe rejects the halach of Tfliya. There's no such thing as Tfliya. Why should you tell me that the Kesem came from her? Why should you tell me that this Tommy went down this path? What does it mean that Rebbe is Modev Yom Rishon Shalom? Rebbe makes the following distinction. There's a halach of Shmira. What does that mean? If a woman is Bimei Ziv when she sees only one day, she's Shomeres one day. And she fulfills her Chiyuv Shmira. Once that second day passes and she doesn't see, her status changes. I'll explain in just a minute. In the case of a Zava Gdola, her Shmira is 7 days of Zayin Akim. Once she's passed her Shmira of 7 days, her status has changed. Her status has changed. What does that mean, her status changed? The Marsha says that a Mayan Pasuach became a Mayan Sosum. Which means the following. That a woman is innocent until proven guilty, meaning we assume that she's Tahora, until she sees Da. Now she sees Da. Her Chazaka changes. How so? So here there are two different din. One din says her Chazaka changes within the Shmira. The other din says that, I'm sorry, I didn't say it precisely. One din says that her Chazaka changes once she fulfills. I'm confusing myself and therefore I'm confusing you. Okay. One din says that her Chazaka changes the moment she sees Dam. And the Torah indicates that change in her Chazaka, that transition through what din? Shmir. Shmir itself, the fact that she needs a Nikius, that itself proves that her status is no longer Becheskes Tar. Then is stage two, when she fulfilled her Chiyuv Shmir. Once she has fulfilled her Chiyuv Shmir, I don't mean as a mitzvah, I'm not talking about, you know, Shekin Shalom and Tzolsa Mitzvah. Her Chiyuv Shmir meaning, in order to get out of the state of Tumah, she has already implemented and successfully been Shomeres. In the case of a Zava Ketana, 1 day. In the case of a Zava Gedola, 7 days. Once we're past that Shmira, then she goes back to her original state of Cheskes Tara. In the language of the Marsha, that's called Mayan Pasuach, Mayan Sos. Before she sees Dam, she's got a Mayan Sos. The moment she sees Dam, she's got a Mayan Pasuach. That generates a Chiyuv Shmira. When she fulfills the Chiyuv Shmira, the Mayan becomes again a Mayan Sos. Meaning, in the case where she doesn't have any Dam, the Chazok is that she's not going to see Dam. In the case where she's already seen Dam, we have a Chazok that she will see more Dam. Where do we see that halach of that she will see more Dam? Where does it come to the fore? Shmir. The Torah says, listen, buddy, you want to change land, you want to change your status back to a Mayan Sosum, you need a Shmir. Again, it's a Shmir. 1 day Shmir, Zion days, whatever it might be. Comes along Rebbe, and he says, there's no din of Tliya. You know what Tliya means? I'm going to borrow that term Tliya, but it's not really Tliya. Tliya is not just a mechanism by which we solve problems in order to be, to maintain the Tara of the Bala Sachaluk or the Tar who went down the Shmiel. No. That din of Tliya doesn't exist. I have another din of Tliya. My din of Tliya is Mayan Pasuach. Mayan Pasuach tells me that Hocheskes Tara, which says and yells and screams, proclaiming out loud publicly, I will not see Dam, that has gone down the tubes for the temporary period of time. She has forfeited that ability to say, I won't see Dam. Fakert, on the other, the opposite is true. I'm going to anticipate she will see Dam. To such an extent, I'm going to require to be Shomeres that entire period of time, whether it's a Yom, whether it's Sheva Yomim, to guarantee that she is going back to her original, reverting back to her original status of a Cheskes Tara. So now we have two women. And we don't know who the Baal Sakesim is. One woman has a Mayan Pasua. The other woman has a Mayan Sasu. One woman has a Chazok that she will see. I'm going to try to prove to you this in Rashi, that the Marsha is not just inventing this. The other woman has a Chazok that she won't see now. So I ask you, whose Kesem is it? The one with, to which the Torah addresses and says you will see Dam, or the one to which the Torah addresses and says you won't see Dam? That's the only halach of Tliya that Rebbe is willing to accept. In the case of Shnei Shvilin, therefore, says Reb Chiya, Rebbe doesn't have any Tliya. There's no reason under the sun that would logically indicate that he went through the Shvil Tamei and he did not go through the Shvil Tamei. And that makes no difference whether you're in the first day of the Zion or in the third, the seventh day of the Zion. It's irrelevant. So the machlokas between Revi and Rav Shimon Gamliel applies whenever a woman has a Mayan Sosum, but she's still Tmea. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel accepts Tliya because of this new din of Tolin, Kilkel, the Makulkal, she's already Tmea, so let's add another Tmea, another Tumah. Revi says no. You can only apply Tliya to some logical reason based on Chazakas to assume that this Kesem is Har Kesem.
So it has nothing to do with Kilkel.
Has nothing to do with Kilkel. It's purely a logic based on Chazaka. Does she have a Cheskas Rod or does she have a Cheskas Einar Rod? And now I want to show you that I think Rashi says it. Let me just read to you one Rashi here that's very important. The Gemara has a suffix whether there's Tliya if the other woman, the Sho'eles, is what's called a Balas Kesef. What does that mean? She had her own set of clothes. I'm not talking about the clothing that she borrowed. And she found a kesem on one of her clothes. Then she borrows a garment from the owner of the garment. And after it's returned, then the owner of the garment wears the beged. She finds a kesem. To whom does that kesem belong? Can we attribute it to the balas kesem? So Rashi says, Ein tolin. That what's the svar to say ein tolin? So Rashi says the eina becheskes roa. What does that mean? Ein balas hakesem becheskes roa dam shenucha litlos la. Again, the word here, the key word that I want to emphasize here is cheskas, cheskas roa. You see that Rashi, in his frame of reference, Rashi, when he sees the word Tliya, he asks the following question. You want to be told on so-and-so? Is she a Cheskes Roa or not? And the Gemara had a suffix, well, what's the din of a Balas Kesem? Does she have a Cheskes Roa or not? And the answer is that although the Rabbanan created some sort of a Tumas Kesem, it doesn't change her Chazaka. She still has a Cheskes Eino Roa. Again, obviously that's something that has to be analyzed into itself. You know, we had a long chakir about what Ksamim is all about, whether Ksamim is really, you know, bracketing the lack of Hargasha. Maybe she did have Hargasha, and she, you know, Rashi, she go, or maybe it's just a new Tumah Derabbanan. We had long, long discussions about that. You remember we studied the Kudras HaKsamim about this. But be that as it may, Rashi seems to indicate that there's a brand new Tumah Derabbanan here called Tumas Ksamim. But as far as her inherent status, she doesn't have a Cheskes Roa. If she doesn't have a Cheskes Roa, then there's no Tliya. Now again, we have to analyze whether that Rashi applies to Reb Shimon Gamliel, to Rebbe, only to Rebbe, and not to Reb Shimon Gamliel. Again, we have to go into that. But, you know, if we can divide up the trees from the forest, you know, one thing we do see, that Rashi is operating with categories of Chazakas over here. That's a totally different halach of Tliya. That is, it's not even fair to use the word Tliya here, you know, because it just confuses us, it misleads us. Tliya is a halach of how do we get out of, you know, a suffix tuma derabanan in a woman who's tahora, you know, and now she doesn't know, is it a kesem, is it not kesem? We're going to try to find the mechanics by which we can get away with Tliya. And that's called Tolin Akilkul Bimakulkul. There's already somebody who's Tomei. You know, let's attribute it to them, whether it adds Kilkul, doesn't add Kilkul. Again, all the nuances of Machlokus in here. That's not Rebbe. Rebbe never accepted that whole philosophy. There's no such thing as Tliya of Tolin Akilkul Bimakulkul. There's Tolin Bimisha Muchsak Liros, the Ein Tolin Al Misha Eino Muchsak Liros. And therefore, we have the following nafkaminas. Let's calculate three nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one is going to be Shomeris Yom. Again, I'm talking about the Shoelis now, the one who borrowed. Number one, Shomeris Yom Kedegi Yom Yom Sheni Shalah. His Rebbe is not going to accept Tliya in this case because once she did the Shmir of Yom Sheni, she goes back to her original status of Mayan Sosum. She reattains Har Cheskas Tara, and that's why she can go to Mikvah. Nafkamina number two is a Zavagdol who's already counted Zayin Nikiyim, so she's fulfilled Hachiyav Shmira. She now again makes this transition back to her original status of Mayan Sosum, of Cheskas Eino Roa. In both of these cases, Rebbe rejects the Halach of Tliya, because if she has a Chazok of Eino Roa, there's no logical justification to be told on her rather than on her. Reb Shimon Gamliel on the other end says, no, there's a new din, which is called Tliya of Mekulkal B'Mekulkal, Tolanis Akilkal B'Mekulkal. She hasn't gone to Mikveh yet. If she hasn't gone to Mikveh yet, I don't care if she did the Shmira, I don't give a hoot about her Chazokis and her Mayans and Mayan this and Mayan that. This Tliya. The third Nafkamina is going to be, that's Reb Chisda, of Shnei Shvili. That Reb Chisda insists that Rebbe again will object to Tliya because there's no logical reason to assume that one or the other. That's the way the Marsha understands Rashi.
The day two, she has her chazaka changes.
No, it's at the end of day two, before she goes to mikveh.
But Rashi, I mean, is that going to make a problem?
No, I think that's the case. Uh-huh. That's the case. She was a shomeris yom kinegi yom yom sheni shalah. Reb Shimon Gamliel says she didn't go to mikveh. She's still tmeya. There's Tliya. Rebbe says there's no Tliya. Why? Says the Marsha in Rashi, because she's a Chezka Sheina Roa. It's unbelievable. After she fulfills her Shmira, she has the same status as a woman who's Bechezka's Tahora.
Even though
again, the Mishnah Melech is going to go another step further. But
even though she's not Tahora.
Even though she's not Tahora.
Right.
But as far as her body is concerned, so to speak, she has a Chezka's Eino Roa. It's interesting that Rashi doesn't call her a Chezka's Tahora. That far Rashi couldn't go. That's going to be the Mishnah Melech. But Rashi could say she's a Cheskas Eino Roa. You know, you want to know whether you have this Kesem, did it come from her body? The answer is no. She already did her Shmira. The Torah says to her, go to Mikvah. She's not seeing Dam anymore. Her status is reversed to that which it was originally before she saw the Dam. Eino Roa. And therefore, Rebbe says there's no room for Tliya. Then the Marsha says that Tosis, I'm going to read to you the Marsha, Hochichu, the Hecha di Eina Mekalkelis Klal, Es Hashnia, Rebbe Mode, Shetolen Ba, Meha de Mavur, Ben Mishnah, Shetola, Benida. So let's see again the language of Tosis. Tosis says, I'm not finding the Tosis, just one second. Anybody see this Tosis here? Sorry, I'm now missing it. Where does he quote the Mishnah Nida? Just one second. So I apologize. I don't find it here. I'll just I'll just read to you the Maharsha, even though I don't find it. He says, "Dehine hatosus olchichu dehecha she'edem akukelus klal." Ena mekakelus klal sashniya, ready mode shetoleba mehadim avur b'mishna shetolim b'nida. I'm sorry, I didn't find this. If you find it, please point it out to me. Now, lechora, it doesn't make any sense because in the case of nida, it really depends. Just 1 second. Let me ask it a different way, and we'll see if I can work this out. The Bryce itself says, "Itmar, Omrav." I'm sorry. Tonar Abanon is Tole b'Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom b'Sheni Shalom. And then it says, "V'Shavin." Shetola b'shomeres yom keneged yom b'rishon shalah. So you see that if there's no kilgul, Rebbe accepts the shavin, Rebbe accepts tliya. So I was just wondering why Tosfos. In the case of what? Of. Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom Barishon Shalah. See, here's the svara that I want to throw out, and you'll take it under advisement. Again, I don't mind if you reject this svara. You know, sometimes I want to convince you that I'm right. In this case, I'm not going to try to convince you that I'm right. In the Mishnah, one could argue that Tliya Benida would apply only before Yom Zayin. But after Yom Zayin, the Torah, again on a Daraisa level, says she can go to Mikvah. So it means the Torah assumes that Nidus is going to last for how many days? Maximum?
Seven.
Again, you could argue with me, but I want you just to hear it, you know, as a svara. So that Rebbe could agree to our mission. Again, our mission doesn't mention the Machlok Shin of Shem Gamliel and Rebbe. It's a stumble. So it could be that Rebbe in our Mishnah would object to Tliya even if she suffers no loss if she has a Mayan Sosa. Meaning, you could argue, again, this is before we see the Brisa, that what the Mishnah is establishing in Tolan Benida is before the end of her seventh day. But if it's beyond her seventh day, then she has a Mayan Sosum, and then there is no Tliya.
The case of the Mishnah is where she's a Nito. It's within the 7 days. And that's why Rebbe and Rav Shimon don't argue on that. You're talking about the eighth day? I mean, then you can.
Let me try it again. Once again, give me a second chance. Give me a second chance. There are a couple of things here that's complicated. You see, I don't know if she went to mikvah at the end of the seventh day or not. The Mishnah doesn't qualify. So if we want to be free thinkers, let's assume she didn't go to mikvah immediately after the 7 days.
Okay.
Take
the eighth day.
Oh, so what I'm suggesting is that in such a case, Rebbe should accept Tliya.
Should not accept Tliya.
Rebbe should not accept Tliya. Why? Why? Because her status changes to Mayan Sosin. And there's no justification for the Tliya.
Right. You're creating a new case. That's the point.
No, again, leave out the technicalities just for a moment, Rabbi. You know, I know you're right, but you know, it takes me a while to get there. What I'm suggesting is that Tosfos, which we haven't found, says that I'll prove to you that according to Rebbe, there's this din of Tliya. Of Kilkul b'Makulkul, of Tuma b'Tame. I'll prove it to you from our Mishnah. Correct? I'll prove it to you from our Mishnah. So I'm trying to figure out, why did Tosfos prove that point from the Mishnah? Why not prove it from the Brice itself? The Brice itself says, Vishavim, meaning that Rebbe is moded to Shimon Gamliel, in the case of Shomer Yom Kinegi Yom Barishon Shalom. So you see that there is a din of Tliya.
In a very particular case. But the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, and there's no machlokas. Everybody agrees. Because it's during the 7 days. I'd rather pick a Mishnah as a proof than a Brisa.
Right. So I want to suggest the following. That the Mishnah is a better proof than the Brisa. Not just because it's a Mishnah, but because if I only have the Brisa, that doesn't prove, as we saw in Rashi, that doesn't prove the din of Tliya. Because the halacha of Tliya on an Shomeris Yom, Barishon Shalom, is a whole different halacha of Tliya. It's a halacha of Tliya that's based on a Mayan Pasuach. Wait a minute. So what I'm saying is that Yavo Baldin V'Yachlok, if Tosfos wants to raise the banner of our Brisa and prove that Rebbe adopts and accepts a sheet of Tliya, I object. I'm a Talmud sitting in the audience and I say, Tosfos, B'mechilas Kvodcha, there's no proof from our Brisa. Why? Because our Brisa, Rebbe accepts Tliya on a Shomer Siyom because she's already seen. And once she's already seen, her mind is a mind pasua. Oh, so Tosfos therefore says, I have one up and on you. Why? Because I'm going to prove my point from the Mishnah, and the Mishnah's talking about even a case of a Mayan Sosum. Why do I say the Mishnah's talking about a case of a Mayan Sosum? Because the Mishnah says that as long as she's a Nida, which means she's got Tumas Nida, then there is Tliya, meaning that Rebbe agrees that there's a din of Tliya. What are you going to tell me? She has a Mayan Pasuach? I don't know if she has a Mayan Pasuach. The Torah says she has a Mayan Pasuach for 7 days. But beyond that, she's still in Nida until she goes to Mikvah, but there's no Mayan Pasuach. And yet, Afal Pichain, Rebbe says there is a din of Tliya. Tosfos uses this anchor against Rashi, so to speak, that Rebbe accepts the din of Tliya. The only thing that Rebbe objects to is when that Tliya will cause a significant additional kilkul to the balas, you know, to the shoelis, you know, to the one on which we're being told. And that's why Tosfos says that in the case of Shnei Shvilin, there is Tliya. And theoretically, even Rebbe would agree to Tliya. The only reason why Rebbe disagrees with Tliya and he rejects Tliya is because he's already begun counting his 7 days, and therefore you're causing an additional kilkul to him, so his tum instead of 7 days becomes 10 days as a result of the Tliya of Shnei Shvilin. So Tosfos says that I will prove to you that Rebbe accepts the din of Tliya from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah talks about a Nida. What does that mean, Nida? How does he teach the word Nida? Nida means that she still has Tumas Nida. Now, ask yourself the following question. A woman who has Tumas Nida, is that called Mayona Pasuach or Mayona Sosma? So I would say the following, Lefiani is Daiti, and that's where I told you that, you know, I can't force this upon you. I would say that within the framework of 7 days, she has a Mayan Pasuach. After the 7th day, it's a Mayan Sosum. If the Mishnah says that there's a tli on a nida, it means any nida, whether she's within the 7 days or she's even beyond the 7 days, but with one qualification, she hasn't gone to mikveh. As long as she hasn't been tovela, she is a nida. And if she's a nida, Rebbe says, then apply the din of tliya. What do you mean apply the din of tliya? She may be a nida with a mayan sasum. How can then you apply? So in the case of Shemeres Yom Kriya Yom in the Brisa, there you could argue that Rebbe accepts a different kind of din of tliya. Din of tliya based on mayona pasuach and a cheskas raw. But a nida, Tosa says, you can't get away with that. So again, even if you don't accept everything that I've said, one thing I would like you to accept, because I think it's correct. I honestly think this is Emes Lamita, that according to Shitas Rashi, when the Mishnah says that there's a din of Tliya and a Nida, it's talking about a Nida within the 7 days, or alternatively at the end of the 7 days, before she went to Mikvah, but not beyond that point. Because beyond that point, Rebbe is going to object. Because Rebbe rejects the din of Tliya. He only has a din of Mayan Sosum versus Mayan Pasuach, and after the 7th day, she has the status of a Mayan Sosum. Now, that much I think you can accept. Whether or not that would justify that Tosus is building his case against Rashi on the Mishnah as opposed to the Brisa, that I don't know. Okay. All right, now I want to get to the Mishnah level, because that was my goal for today. What time is it? Just I don't have my watch.
1:00.
It's 1:00. All right, so it's up to you, gentlemen, if you want to stay another few minutes. I'm eager to tell you the Chiddush of the Mishnah Melech. And maybe we'll get into it next week, but the Mishnah Melech is way out. He writes that in the case of a Zava, Toch Zayin Yimei Zivasa, or Nida Toch Zayin Yimei Nidusa, Tolim Bahem, then is a din of Tliya. Okay? Just 1 second, did I skip something? But li achar zayin yemei svira, uli achar zayin yemei nidusa. In such a case, is no tliya. Why? Listen carefully. Again, the Mishnah Melech is very long, pages and pages. I'm just pulling out the punchline. De tuma rishona paka. After Zayin Yomim, case of Gdola, Zayin Yomim, case of Nida, Tuma Rishona Paka. El Digzeres HaKosifu, the Ve'inon Tvila. The Imanu Tolimba, Hare on a Bevian Osalide Tuma Mechudeshes, Ubazet Yevsh. So everything that I built up, the castles in the sky, is all gone according to the Mishnah Melech. The good news is that the Chazon Ish is going to prove that Tosfos never accepted the Mishnah Melech. But the Mishnah Melech says a mind-boggling chiddush. It changes our whole understanding of Nida and Zava. He claims that Tumas Nida lasts 7 days. Tumas Zava lasts until after Zayin Nikiyah. We pass the Zayin Nikiyah, we pass the Zayin Yemei Nida, there's no more Tumah. But the Torah was Machadesh Tvila.
It's a separate din.
Separate din, a new Allah. And if we're going to be Tola and say that this Kesem belongs to her, then what we're doing is we're creating a new Torah that doesn't exist.
If it's after the 7 days.
If it's after the 7 days. And that we can't do. So I would have said something totally different. I would have said that this situation depends upon the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Let's say in Rebbe Shita. If you hold like Tosfos that there is a din of Tliya, so that I would have said without the Mishnah Melech, she's still a Tmeya. If she's still a Tmeya, it's Tolan Kilka Mekulka. According to Rashi, on the other hand, no, you need a din of Mayan Sosum, Mayan Pasuk. She finished her Zayin Yomim, she's a Mayan Sosum. There's no way, no how Rebbe's going to accept Tliya. That's what I would have said without the Mishnah Melech. Comes on the Mishnah Melech, he says, no, the old tomb is gone. Al Pidin, she's a Tahora. If she's a Tahora, you can't be Tola. Even if I accept Tosis's broader definition of Tliya, there's no possibility of Tliya. Now I'm just going to read to you one line in the Chazon Ish, and then we'll call it a day. The Chazon Ish says, Tosis lo svir le kya mishna le melech, shari Tosis ha midu ha mikre, the tzir, the case is, betame vitar, shekvar hischil ha tome lispar. Vare hasam im nitle, shatome over bishvil ha tome, ha rezu tuma chadosha, vlo hemsheikh, shalatuma rishon. Pili plum, you see. Joel, this is a little bit similar to what you were saying before, but I'm so mispol from the Chazon Ish. You know, I was brought up in a different base medrash. The Chazon Ish was never really on the agenda. I don't think in 5 years I was in the Rav Shei he ever once quoted the Chazon Ish. I don't think. But here's what the Chazon Ish has to say about it. The whole sugya of Rav Chisda is predicated on an analogy between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel in the case of Tliya and Ksamim, and Shnei Shvilim. Shnei Shvilim, Tosus says, is talking about a case where he's already started his count. So that means that the Tomei is Tomei from Tumah Rishona. Now Tosus says that we're going to apply the din of Tliya. According to Rav Ada, even Rebbe accepts the din of Tliya. According to Rav Chisda, only Rav Shimon Gamliel accepts the din of Tliya. Nu, lo mefreg in the kasha. If according to the Mishnah Melech, the premise is that you cannot use Tliya to create a new Tumah, then how does Tliya operate in the case of Shnei Shvilim? Both Rav Chisda and Rav Ada accept Tliya fundamentally in Shnei Shvilim. Again, Rav Chisda limits it to Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Ada expands it to include everybody, even Rebbe. But fundamentally, the analogy is there. What kind of analogy? According to the whole argument of the whole premise, the fundamental lumdus of the Mishnah Melech, that Tliya doesn't work for a new Tumah. You can't, through Tliya, create a new Tumah. And say that, well, he's a Tomei anyway, so who cares? No. Says the Mishnah Melech, you can't say such a thing. She hasn't gone to Mikvah, but her Tumah is gone. And if her Tumah is gone, you want to use Tliya to create a new Tumah, and that you can't do. That's a technical foul. If that be the case, then says the Chazon Ish, what's the comparison in the case of Shnei Shvilim? He was Tomei Mess as a result of the Tumah Rishona that he contacted when he went to the hospital, as we said. Now you want to know if he went out of Shvilim and had a mess in it. So now you're being Mechadish, a brand new Tumah. So how can you apply Tliya?
Why is it a brand new Tumah? It's a Tumah's Mess. It's the same Tumah. It's a new...
I hear what you're saying.
Same kind of tumor. You're not adding a different tumor.
Right. In other words, what the Mishnah Melech is saying is that the old tumor of Nido itself is completely gone.
But
what's left is a Chomus Tvila.
That I can understand.
Right, but here the tumor is still
there. So Chazon Ish's Kach is...
Okay, so we'll pick this up in Mirz Hashem on... what's today? Today's Wednesday on Yom Sheni, believe it. Yeah, this is the geschmack of pot. You know, I didn't want to let you go without.
How do you keep all these things in order?